At the age of 92, Jacqueline Moore of Portland has just published a book of poetry called Chasing the Grass. In it, she explores themes about the natural world's beauty and vulnerability, especially against the backdrop of human disruption. Moore calls her work eco-poetry, and as Susan Sharon reports, it's a not-so-subtle call to action.
Jackie Moore doesn't consider herself an environmental activist. She's never marched in the streets or campaigned to save a species or a special place. She grew up in Greenwich Village, surrounded by city sights and sounds. But as a child, she made an early connection to the outdoor world, spending summers near Belfast in an old house in the woods with no electricity or indoor plumbing.
And it was an enchanting place to come as a child. And I was about 5 years old when I first came up there. And what you tend to do is to watch the sky a great deal when you live off the grid, because you can tell what the weather will be like. You can adjust your life to what's going on outside.
Moore remembers the brilliance of the night sky, how the pebbles on the ground glowed as she walked on a moonlit night. She fell in love with the creatures on her landscape, plants and flowers and the woods. Her poems include references to colorful orchids and hummingbirds encountering bulldozers, monarch butterflies returning from the jungle, tissue-thin orange with poison on their wings, and a kite cut from its string looking down on the earth, her web of life fast unraveling. This, Moore explained recently to a Peaks Island Library audience, is what's known as eco-poetry.
Eco-poetry is not only poetry about the earth, as it has been from the beginning, but it has a mission to save the earth. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's proactive rather than just reflecting nature.
Moore creates searing images, but uses words sparingly. Her poem, Entanglement, is about the grisly omnipresence of plastic pollution.
I am the white plastic deli bag you tossed into a subway grate, rising on an updraft. I twirl my girlish way along the avenues, perch on that linden tree outside your window. I am your high branch entanglement with soul, your will-o'-the-wisp out of reach. Snug in my tree crotch, I sag and shrivel and yellow in your sight forever.
She's so frank, and she's so full of humor and life. I mean, you wouldn't know that she's 90.
Marika van der Steenhoven is a special collections librarian at Bowdoin College who did an interview with Moore that's included in the book. She says she loves Moore's technique of luring in the reader with her vivid descriptions and then delivering a jab at the end.
And then this skewering, right? This, like, the turn of the knife. They pull you in with this, they seduce you, as she says, right? And then she gets you.
Moore says she didn't start writing poems until her late 40s. She was newly divorced and living in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a leading center of poetry. A young woman who was a colleague and a friend had just won a major poetry prize. She urged Moore to take up writing as a sort of therapy. It worked, Moore says, although she didn't publish her first book of poems until 3 years ago.
The work is so au courant. I mean, what could be more of this moment than the poetry that she writes?
Agnes Bouchel is the co-founder of Literal Books in Portland, who only became aware of Moore last year. She says when she discovered Moore's unusual collection of eco-poetry, she knew she had to publish it.
She speaks from her heart, but with no sentimentality. There's no sentimentality in those poems at all. They're just brilliant gems.
In general, Moore herself takes a dim view of the planet's future.
The world will change so drastically that we'll have to make amazing adjustments, dramatic adjustments, in order to fit in. And there will be some people who are able to do it, but most won't be able to do it.
But she also holds out hope that young climate activists like Greta Thunberg of Sweden can make a difference.
I'm amazed at her dedication, her single-mindedness, and she's not easily diverted. She is single-minded about what she wants to do to transform people's thinking. And I think that's incredible.
Moore says had the timing worked out, she would have dedicated her book of poems to Thunberg, someone who also has a fierce desire to protect the planet. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.